You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is happening, Chicago Bears fans? Welcome to T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester A. Wiltfong, Jr., editor-in-chief over at Windy City Gridiron. And hey, we got a big Bears game coming up this Sunday, noon kickoff, Chicago Bears versus the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. And this is a game that, again, the Bears are favored to lose, just like they were a couple weeks back. But this is a game, honestly, that things could turn right. The Bears could win this game and come out of here 2-1, but they're going to need a lot of things to go their way. You know, first off, they've really got to try and slow down Baker Mayfield, who is at 81% passing right now. He's having a really good start to the season. But that offensive line in Cleveland, those guys are just phenomenal. You know, it may be the best offensive line in the entire league. You know, they really open up holes for Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. So the Bears are going to really, really need big nose tackle Eddie Goldman to come back. And this week on the injury report, Eddie Goldman is one of seven questionable Bears for what's happening this week. And he actually missed Friday's practice, but he did practice on Wednesday and Thursday in a limited capacity. But I think the fact that Goldman was out there a couple times this week is good for him. My gut tells me he'll play this week. I think he was close last week. He actually went out there pregame on Sunday at Soldier Field, and he actually worked out his knee. He tested it, and he truly is one of these guys that are day-to-day. I know we like to joke head coach Matt Nagy with his arrow pointing up, day-to-day talk, but I think with Goldman, this is a guy that truly is there, and I think he was close last week, and I think they wanted to hold him out because they knew how important he would be against the talented duo of Chubb and Hunt here for the Cleveland Browns. So they'll need Eddie Goldman back, and I think he will come back. But if not, again, it'll be Kyrus Tonga getting some reps. It'll be Akeem Hicks getting some reps. It'll be Angelo Blackson getting some reps all at the nose. And they've been good against the run so far. But this is a different type of animal. This, like I said, this O-line is fantastic. So they need all the help they can get. Plus, they're also going to get Mario Edwards Jr. back this week. His two-game suspension is over. So they'll have a little more help on the offensive line. So a little more beef up there to hopefully slow down the Cleveland Brown running attack. So I mentioned that Goldman's one of seven questionable Bears. I'm going to run down the rest of those questionable guys here. Bilal Nichols, a back injury questionable. Keem Hicks, illness, knee injury. That's how he's listed questionable. Real quick about these two guys. They both practiced on Friday. I don't see a miss. They practiced in full. Hicks was sick. The knee kind of popped up midweek. I'm not even sure why. I'm sure a little soreness. But again, they both practiced. They're both going to be out there doing their thing for the Bears on Sunday. Also questionable is Marquise Goodwin, a wideout with an ankle, Eddie Jackson, safety with a toe. Again, both these guys practiced in full on Friday. I can't see any reason why either one of these guys is going to miss this game. And the other two questionable Bears, we're talking about Darnell Mooney, wideout groin, and Jeremiah Atachau with a hamstring. Now, with Mooney, he's been questionable all week. He's been limited all week. And head coach Matt Nagy did sound like he's really confident he'll play in the game. He didn't seem like he'd be worried about it at all. Mooney's been a little dinged up this whole season so far, and it kind of been holding him out in practice here and there. I think he's fine. I think with him, it's just more precautionary at this point in the season. But I think it'll be fine. As far as Jeremiah Atachau, he was limited the last couple days after missing Wednesday's practice. So we'll see what happens with him. I have a feeling that maybe this week they may actually flip-flop and have him be inactive. And Travis Gibson, the Bears' second-year pro, he will be active this week. Again, it all depends on how severe the hamstring injury is for Atachau. And if it's too bad to go, they may flip that. I want to see Travis Gibson get some reps anyway. I think he is one of these guys that can come in. He looked pretty strong against the run in the preseason. He really worked on his body, got himself ready for the rigors of the NFL season. So I'd love to see kind of them come with the full complement of front seven players to kind of slow down this running attack. Couple more Bears injury report. We got one guy doubtful, Tayshaun Gibson Jr., his hamstring. He hurt it on Wednesday and he did not practice on Thursday or Friday. So I'm guessing, since he got the doubtful designation, and the Bears have been pretty consistent. When they have guys listed as doubtful, they rarely play. So when you say that doubtful for the Bears, you know, 9 times out of 10, that guy's not going to work. And my guess is Gibson's going to sit out, which is good because the Bears actually have a couple of players that are veterans at that spot. They could turn to Deion Bush, DeAndre Houston Carson. And if we're being honest here, I kind of want to see what one of those guys have to offer, because Gibson, he made a few nice plays last season, but I thought he was kind of up and down. He had a nice playoff game against the Saints. It kind of helped. I think that might have been why the Bears brought him back. Thought maybe he can kind of build off that. But he's a veteran, in his 30s. If I could see Deion Bush get the start, I'd be fine with it. If it's DeAndre Houston Carson get the start, I'd be fine with it. But the thing is, the Bears so far have used DHC as a kind of a big nickel, a little dime looks with him. So they may want to stay with Bush as the starter in place of Gibson, so that way they can let Houston Carson continue in his role as playing that kind of that rover nickel role, which he's been doing. And of course, there's one more injury we got to talk about for the Chicago Bears this week, and that is quarterback Andy Dalton. So you guys know what that means. There's a new QB2, and that's Nick Foles. He'll be backing up the QB1, Justin Fields, getting his first start in the NFL. It's coming week 3, way earlier than most experts predicted. And it's unfortunate the way it's happening here, but you know what? Justin Fields is ready to go. He has been that dude every step of the way through high school, through college. We actually shared a documentary, I believe it was by Oxygen, I believe. Well, I'm not sure, actually, but it's on the site. It's go to the site, find it. It's a two-part quick documentary, only about an hour long, but it chronicles Fields from his high school days, his rivalry with Trevor Lawrence, him earning the starting job in high school there at his school, and it kind of takes him through his time at Georgia, Ohio State, and then, of course, when the Bears picked him with the 11th overall pick. It's just a cool little documentary kind of showing some behind-the-scenes stuff, how hard this guy's working. I hear a lot of the coaches talking about him, his quarterback coaches. So it's kind of cool to kind of see Justin Fields that, you know, he's always been this intense of a guy. Going back to high school, he's just been this, you know, straight-laced, you know, all business, you know, I'm going to kick your ass kind of player. And that's what the Bears are going to see on Sunday. So before I get to the Browns injury list, I want to take a quick break. Tell you guys about a fun game called Thrive Fantasy, which combines the fun of daily fantasy sports and the rush of making prop bets. You know, I have my lineups already set this week, and I have two of my picks are in the over category. I got both yards for David Montgomery and Allen Robinson on my fantasy team this week. So those are my two over bets, two of them. The thing with Thrive Fantasy right now, they have a really special deal running. It's running through Sunday. For new users that sign up with my promo code TFC, where you're going to get 100% instant first deposit match up to, no, not $100, but until Sunday, the 100% match is up to $250. So you put in $250, they're going to match it. So $500. So it's free money. So remember, sign up with Thrive Fantasy. Use my promo code TFC. Good luck and prop up today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, let's jump into the Cleveland Browns injury list here. Not quite as long as the Bears, but they do have two players listed as out. Backup tackle Chris Hubbard, triceps injury, he's not going to play. And Sione, this is the coolest name probably in the entire NFL, but it's Tucky. He is out with a hamstring. He is their strong side outside linebacker. He started last game. So him being out, it could be a big deal here. They have to turn to a backup. But Tucky is not going to play. And then they have a couple questionable players. That's starting center J.C. Treader with a knee injury, and starting left tackle Jedrick Willis Jr. is questionable with an ankle. But Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski says he's pretty confident both those guys will play. They practiced a little bit on Friday. They missed earlier in the week. I can't see those two guys missing. This game here, Browns and Bears, this is not the national game. It's a noon game. But but it's going to most of the country. You know, we'll have the 506.com maps up on WCG here probably late Friday night, maybe early Saturday morning, depending when I get around to the How to Watch article. But check on there to see if the Bears are playing where you live. But I'm telling you, I checked it out already. It's most of the country is getting this game. So everyone knows this is a big game. You know, this is a big game. So I can't see Treader or Willis, you know, skipping this game. They're going to give it a go. They'll do their best. They may not make it all the way through, but I can't see them not playing in this game on Sunday. And then there's two more guys for the Browns I want to talk about. That is Odell Beckham Jr., electrifying wide receiver. He is back for the first time since tearing his ACL back in October. So he's kind of worked out a little bit of practice, and they decided to make him active this week because he is not on the injury list at all. Not limited, not nothing. He's a full participant all week. So he is going to be back in there, not on their report. And that's big for that offense because he is one of the most electrifying players in the entire NFL. But they are going to be without wide receiver Jarvis Landry, who just went on injured reserve this week. So they are going to miss that. They get one, they lose one. I guess it's Bears fans, it's all we could take. So, but that is going to be it, guys, for the injury report this week. So if you want more about the Cleveland Browns game when it ends, make sure you tune in to our channel here. We're going to have Robert Schmitz's Bear With Me. I'm not sure who his guest is this week, but he has always has a really good guest on there talking about the previous Bears game. So he'll be talking Bears-Browns this Sunday, late afternoon. He'll record. He'll pop it on his YouTube channel, cut it up, stick it on the podcast channel for you guys all to check out. And then, of course, on Tuesday morning, we are going to have our other post-game show that is my other show with co-host Jeff Berkus, Bear in a Balance. Make sure you guys check that out. We've had a lot of fun recording that show. Now we've done 2 weeks now, and I think it's a pretty damn good show. I'm really happy with how it's turning out here with Jeff. Jeff's awesome. He's really fun. Me and him have talked football for a long time now, so the fact that we're now doing it on a podcast, that's some good stuff for us here. Then, of course, if you guys haven't checked it out yet, make sure you listen to our Bears and Browns preview show. Just scroll back. This is a couple shows ago, right here on the WCG podcast channel. That is Bears Over Beers, Jeff Berkus, EJ Snyder. They previewed the Bears and Browns game with Dan Kadar. He used to be with SB Nation. He's a top NFL draft analyst. Dan Kadar really knows his stuff. So check him out helping Jeff and EJ preview the Bears and Browns game. And then, of course, you guys cannot miss Bears Banter. Bill Zimmerman, he dropped that podcast a couple days ago. He has special guests from The Score, Chicago 670 The Score, Danny Parkins, and you know, Parkins had a lot of thoughts on the Justin Fields, Matt Nagy, you know, sit him, start him debate that's been going on. And some of those are kind of controversial. So he kind of talks about that a little bit, kind of explains his stance. And here we are. We finally get to see Justin Fields play on Sunday. So it's kind of cool hearing Parkins now that he had a chance to kind of reflect on it a little bit and reiterate some of those thoughts and elaborate on what he had to say about it, the whole thing. So check out Bears Banter, Bill Zimmerman, special guest Danny Parkin. Just scroll back on the podcast channel. You'll check that out. But that is it, guys. That is a wrap. Make sure you guys are all following me on Twitter at WiltFongJR. Enjoy the game on Sunday. And until next time, bear down, my friends.